Graham Allen, Red Flag Laws Will Be Used to Try to Disarm the American People. By Robert Krajicek on August 15, 2019. If enacted, red flag laws will become a slippery slope used by politicians to try to disarm the American people, said Graham Allen, host of Blaze TV's Rant Nation. In a Wednesday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. I don't like any type of law that could restrict someone's Second Amendment right, Allen stated. We have to decide as the American people whether we are a constitutionally based people or an emotionally based people. We can't have it both ways. Sometimes the Constitution does not reflect your emotions. And that's something people need to come to grips with. Listen. Criteria for determinations of a person being a danger to themselves or others. In accordance with proposed red flag laws, to restrict a person's Second Amendment rights without due process will be exploited by politicians to disarm Americans, claimed Allen. I do not trust the next generation of politicians to be able to plug loopholes in a red flag laws, Allen said. It's a slippery slope law. That's what it is. It's a slippery slope, and there's no way you can manage it. There's no way that someone wouldn't take advantage to try to disarm the American people. Allen noted the nebulous definitional parameters of the term assault weapon. I would challenge any person that is putting up an assault weapons ban to tell me what an assault weapon actually is, Allen remarked. That's what I would like. I would like for someone to actually define for me what a real assault weapon is. Allen highlighted retired Navy SEAL Robert O'Neill's tweet regarding left-wing framing of the AR-15 as a weapon of war. An AR-15 has never been used in war. Robert J. O'Neill, at Makuya, August 12, 2019. I think that shall not be infringed was put there for a reason, added Allen. I'm Second Amendment for life. I believe that the Second Amendment is the most important amendment. A lot of people will argue and say the First Amendment is the most important amendment. I would say, how do you ensure the First Amendment if you don't have the Second Amendment? How do you ensure all your other rights and freedoms if you don't have the Second Amendment? How do you enforce your own God-given rights as an American? That's why the Second Amendment was in place. The Second Amendment provides an option to resist a tyrannical government, concluded Allen. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.